Well, it's good indeed to have you here at the House of the Lord today, and we do rejoice with you. Our Christmas concert is, Christmas banquet is tonight, but we actually do have a concert in there. It's a kind of a surprise one. You'll see it when you get here, but that's at tonight, 6 o'clock, and please do not come before 5:30. There's always things that we're preparing and that the caterers are preparing before then. And so it just makes it a lot easier if people just wait till that 5:30 time to come. And there's lots of seats, although they're getting booked up. Last I heard was six. There's six seats left. And so Cynthia is at the front. Start passing a note up through the congregation because that's going to be going very, very quickly. So full house for our banquet tonight. We have 250 set up. And so it's a full house already, and so lots of folks are coming, and we're very happy about that, and it's going to be a great time. Just a few other little announcements there. With Mike and Jenna, we appreciate their volunteering and the work that they do. Jenna would be doing, is the one that has been doing ministry here in our church the longest, over myself, doing our Bethel Kids on Thursday night. So she knows what it is to be a volunteer, and she has faithfully done that job. We have also coming up, thank our ladies for all these decorations that you see and all the things on the stage and out through the... The men did nothing, and that was... Yeah. Thank God for our good wives. I did put up the star in the tree, though. I was going to take a picture, but yeah. Yeah. Ladies did everything, so we thank God for them. I'd like to thank also Todd Atkins. He's been doing our ushering for numbers of years, and now that his job has changed on shift work, he's not here every Sunday and not able to be here. And so Mike was one of those volunteers who says, you know, Pastor, if you need somebody else, I'd be willing to step into that role again. So we do appreciate these individuals that have been coming and doing these things for us. Also want to mention we have prayer this Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and this is going to be at Blondie Atkins Home in Elk Point. You'll recall that we're looking to go to various homes of our congregation that surround us, and we want to be part, want to include people that are part of our congregation that come from afar, because there's usually about an hour radius of people that come to this church, so we want to make sure we make that full radius and be praying around that radius. And so if you're from a different area, like Two Hills or the Bellis area or Bonneville, Murnum, whichever place that Saddle Lake, Goodfish, any of those places that you're a bit further out, let us know. If there's a night that would maybe work for you, that we could just come, join with you, pray, believe God for some great things to happen in our region, not just here, but in our region. And so Blondie Atkins Home, if you go to Elk Point, just follow the signs of the hospital and then just continue out that road past the homes, and then it'll be the second home on your right. Just stay right on that road, second home on your right, and you'll be at her home. So that'll be at 7 o'clock. And just saying, Blondine is an awesome cook. Not that you have to prepare anything when you have a prayer meeting. You know, if you just have some coffee there, that's all that's needed, so don't feel pressured. But if you know Blondine, there's going to be something extra there. So just a little, like, that's going to be the best prayer meeting. Could be some apple pie and stuff like that. Like, it's just a good thing. Just let you know. Anyway, you're more than welcome to join us, not just people from Elk Point, but anyone else wants to come down and just join us to agree with them. We're believing God to touch our area, not just St. Paul. We want the region, and God, I believe, wants to touch our region. So if your home is open, please let us know, and we'll make one of those prayer meetings at your home as well. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. Following the service here today, we will be putting all these chairs away. Just that you're aware, the middle chairs are different than the two side chairs. They do not stack well with the chairs on the two sides. So when you stack them, make sure you stack the middle ones by themselves because they don't, they're a different chair. And put them to the sides in the back. Then we're going to be bringing in tables. We have tables that are just in behind here by Adam's office. We have a number of tables there to brought out. And then tables from the fellowship hall. And just give people a little bit of time for those that do have to go. Give them a chance to get out the door because we don't want to run over anybody wheeling those tables in. So just give a few moments after the service. And then we're going to set up the tables, get it all mostly ready. Some of the other stuff happens through the rest of the afternoon. But that's the biggest job that we need your help is the tables, chairs. And since we had a great volunteer speech today, we know that everyone's probably going to stay because you're probably going to feel guilty now, right? That they had this big volunteer speech and here's an opportunity. But anyway, if you can help, you know, if it's just stacking a few chairs, that would be a great, great thing to do. It's going to be fun tonight. Expect to have some fun. Expect to have some good laughs tonight. And also expect to have some good food tonight. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. I want to talk about the right time. You know, there's a right time for all of us. There's a right time to do things. There's a right time that God is going to move, that God is going to pour out of His Spirit. And we just need to be aware that there is a right time for you and I. Ecclesiastes 3, sorry, 1 to 8 should be on the screen here as well. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Father God, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you that, Lord, you want to speak to us about some issues of time in our lives. And Lord, I just pray that as we look to your word today, that, Lord, it would bring a comfort, it would bring strength to us, and Lord, that we would hear what the Spirit is saying to us through this message. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning I want to talk to you about time and getting to that place where we discover the right time for our lives. Now, as you look at the definition of time, time is defined as the point at which something happens. And it can include the past, present, and future. Time is a precise instant, minute, hour, day, and year. Time is an appointed moment for something to happen or begin. Time is a suitable or proper moment. And the Bible tells us here in Ecclesiastes that there's a right time for each thing that happens in life. And sometimes we're in control of that time and sometimes we are not. When we are in control of that time, it's up to us to discern whether that really is a right time for that action. But even if that, it can be very hard to make a right choice and choose a right time for a particular action. But as Christians, we do have a little bit of an advantage, not a real big one, but we certainly have an advantage because God is there to help us. God is there to guide us in the decisions that we need to make. And He guides us through His Word. He guides us through our time of prayer. He guides us by leading of the Holy Spirit. And when we make the right decisions at the right time, we all know that, man, those results are good. It's a beautiful situation. Things, you know, you're really happy when it works out that you've made a decision at the right time. However, if you make a decision at the wrong time, that outcome can be quite different and disastrous. And we've all been there. It's happened to all of us where we realize, of course, after the fact, that maybe something we have done or something we have said was probably at the wrong time. And once you realize that, you really do feel terrible. And then sometimes it's a whole lot of backtracking and apologies. And sometimes you experience consequences that are not really good consequences. So learning to flow in the right timing can be quite an adventure. And all of us have made mistakes in this way. And usually we kind of learn the hard way. But God wants to help us in this whole area of time. Now, in our culture today, we are very much a now culture. We want things now. Just like when you go out to the restaurant after the service, you're going to want that service to be rather quick. And if it's not rather quick, you kind of get a little upset and agitated that, you know, it should be faster. And why do we think that? Because we've come into an instant generation where things happen so quickly and life is going by so quickly that we just want things now. But sometimes we bring that over into the realm of God as well. And there's things that God has spoken over our lives. And we're very much, again, we're a now generation. We want it right now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to tarry. You know, we don't want to put some effort in there and wait a little while. We want things now. And as you look in the Bible, there's lots of illustrations where people kind of went ahead of God. And sometimes we can do that as well. We get ahead of God. We miss the timing of God. And because, you know, we're not all that patient, and we all kind of suffer that one, right? We think we're patient until we get into a situation where we need patience, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I guess I still need to work on this part of my life. But when we look at the Bible, there's a lot of examples in there. One of the big ones there would be probably Abraham. And Abraham received that promise from God that he was going to have a son. He was going to have an heir. And Abraham and Sarah were quite old at the time. And so kind of meant to them that, okay, this needs to happen really quickly because we're already past the childbearing state. And as some years went by and nothing happened, well, Abraham and his wife, they kind of come up with an idea. They kind of said, well, what does the world do? Well, the world does, well, you take your servant. You'd have that child through the servant. And they did that. They kind of practiced what the world would do in those situations. And they got ahead of God. And we see that some years later, the gift that God had already promised, Isaac, came along. And unfortunately, we see that there was a rivalry between Isaac and his brother Ishmael. And it was a rivalry that continues to this very day in our world. And we can see that when you go out of God's timing, there are consequences that are not just for you. They may be for generations and generations and generations to come. But we all have this problem. We don't like to wait. We're not really prone to having a lot of patience. And we sometimes, you know, we don't admit it, but we kind of like to help God along. You know, maybe this might speed things up if we do this, and maybe God will kind of get the hint, and he's going to do this thing for us a lot quicker than what we're wanting right now. So we need to be aware that there is a right time. There is a right time, and many times we don't know that time. God knows that time. And that kind of brings us to a place where trust needs to come in, where we need to trust the Lord for his timing in our lives. And so we got to be careful in choosing as we do things. You know, just because the world says, you know, well, this is something you should do, this is okay, that's not always the right answer. It may not be God's timing to do it. We need to be careful as well that sometimes we grow tired of waiting, where we've heard a promise from God and we've been waiting and waiting for that promise and we haven't seen it happen. And so we kind of get tired. And we get a little bit on the grumpy side and kind of get tired of waiting. We sometimes then make choices that we really shouldn't make. So we need to learn to give room for God's timing. And you know, any time that we think that, you know, God needs our help to fulfill his promises, probably means we're probably going to get in a little bit of trouble. Because he really doesn't need our help to fulfill his promises. God is fully able to meet his promises. We sang that song a little bit early. His promises are yes and amen. They're true. He will fulfill them. They will come to pass. Not necessarily on our timetable, but they will come to pass on his timetable. God has a proper time for every event, And it's really up to us to discern those right times and those right actions. And God wants to definitely help us in that area. Certainly, God will guide us. God will lead us by His Spirit. God will speak to us through His Word. God will speak to us as we seek His face, as we pray. And there's sometimes God even tells us this is the right time. So sometimes you don't have to look for that right time because God has already declared it to be the right time. And that's what I want to look at in the Word of God here today, is because there's some areas in the Scriptures where God is already saying, it is the right time. It is the right time. And He wants to get that message inside of us about His timing versus our timing. And so that's what we're going to look at here this morning. And one of the first areas we're going to look at is about the Christmas story, the birth of Christ. A great example of the right time, a major one, is the birth of Jesus at this Christmas season. Galatians 4:4, listen to what it says. And when the right time came, King James says, when the fullness of time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. At just the right time in human history, Christ was born. Why this time for such an event? Historians, they kind of point out a few factors to us to help us consider this as being the right time. Back in that time when Christ was born, we had the Roman peace covered most of the known world at that time. So there was peace. There was freedom to travel, freedom to speak and to get around. There was the Roman roads that connected the known world at that time. And again, making it very easy for commerce, making it very easy to travel, making it that people from around the world would start moving about. There was the Greek language at that time, which became the language of commerce and communication of the people. There was the expectation of the coming Messiah amongst God's people, but also amongst other parts of the world, as we remember the Magi coming to visit the Christ. And so in the world at that time, there was an expectation, maybe not as high as it should be, but there was that expectation. Now we could probably maybe argue with that and say, no, I think maybe this time or that time period here maybe would have been better for Christ to come. But God is God, and God does know the right time, and He tells us that at the right time, Christ came into our world. And as we come in this Christmas season, as we have our times of celebration, we need to realize at the right time, Christ came into our world. And at the right time, He knows how to touch our lives as well. Romans 5, verses 5 and 6 is another portion of Scripture that tells us that Jesus indeed came at the right time. It says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time. Jesus Christ came at just the right time. He came into our world. That first Christmas happened at exactly the right time. God determined it, and it happened. And there are times that God has determined for other things to happen in our lives as well. And they will happen. There will be a fullness of time that will occur, and those things that have been promised will indeed happen in our lives. A second area where we see the right time is in the area of salvation. People coming to faith in Jesus Christ, where people get to that place where they believe, where they confess in Jesus Christ and say, yes, I do believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. I do believe that He is God, that He's come into this world to save us from sin, that He is a Savior for all mankind. And when people come to that realization, you know, there is a right time for that to happen. Now, many of us would ask, well, when is that time? Because many of us have loved ones that have maybe not experienced salvation yet. And for us, that time can't come soon enough. And we want to see that time happen sooner rather than later. But interestingly, in Scripture, we see that God says the right time is that when people reach that place in their lives, when they realize that they have a need of God and they call out to Him. And when they do, God said He is ready to receive them and to help them, and that is the right time for salvation. So that's something I think that's important for us to realize, that our friends and our loved ones, that there is a right time for them to experience salvation. And it's at that place where they come to realize that God is real, and they start calling out to Him. I see that happening more and more and more in our own area, in our own region, where I see people encountering God, dreams, visions, sometimes very strong impressions that they receive, that all of a sudden they realize that, hey, God's real. And something gets stirred inside their hearts by the Holy Spirit, and they don't recognize, well, what's going on? There's something in my heart that I need God. I need to go to church. Why do I have these feelings all of a sudden? And God is drawing people. He wants them to get to that place where they realize they have a need of God. But friends, also be encouraged that God has an urgency here as well. See, God desires no one to perish. That means God desires no one to go to hell. God desires all people to come to Him and have faith through Him. And when people recognize that need, God instantly is ready to receive them, and that salvation would be given to them. He does not want to put it off. God does not want to delay it. It's something that God wants to see happen even now. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. See, God is always ready to receive anyone that will call out to Him for salvation. I helped you, He says. Indeed, that right time is at those moments. But He's also saying, today, 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 if you would hear my voice, then it's your day for salvation. If you're in this place here today and you've never expressed faith in Jesus Christ, I want to tell you something. The time is now. Today is the day of your salvation. God is always ready to receive anyone that will call out to Him. Yes, He's waiting for them to realize their need of Him, but He's also moving, speaking, drawing people that they would come to that place and experience salvation. God is ready now. Today is the day. Today is the right time to make things right with God. That as you would confess your faith in Him, as you would confess your sins to Him, today can be your day where God forgives your sin and welcomes you into fellowship with Him. The right time is now for salvation. Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. See, God doesn't want to keep waiting for you to realize that you have a need of God. He's also in that process, just like we desire our loved ones to be saved. God goes out there and He's knocking. He's knocking at people's hearts. He's allowing experiences to happen to them. He's allowing dreams and visions, and He's allowing those promptings of His Spirit to touch people, that they would come to that place and realize, hey, I need God. Because the Lord is saying, today's your day. Today is that time. Today is the right time for salvation. Then thirdly, in regards to the right time, God has something to say as well in regards to experiencing blessings in our lives. What are blessings? Blessings are those things that make us happy. Blessings are those things where we prosper. Blessings are those things where we are protected. Blessings are those things where we experience favor in our lives. And I think all of us, we desire that, right? We want those kinds of things to happen in our lives. And yet as Christians, it's not always easy living the Christian life. Sometimes trials come our way. They do. They happen. Sometimes temptations come our way. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And because of those things, sometimes we struggle with all that stuff, and we struggle that place where sometimes we even get to the place where we consider that, you know what, I'm going to give up. I don't want to be involved with church no more. I don't want to be involved with other people or other Christians anymore. I'm not going to do anything with God anymore. I just give up, because you're disappointed and you've allowed that disappointment to get to that place where it's robbing you of any joy that you should have. And so some people get to that place where they say, I had enough. And we start asking God, where are you, God? We start accusing him. We start questioning God and saying, God, what are you up to? Like, don't you notice what's going on? And sometimes we can really throw our accusations towards God. Well, what we need to realize is that there's a right time. There's a right time in your life to experience the blessings of God and even the blessings that have been promised over your life. And God addresses that here in Galatians chapter 6, 9. He says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. See, we need to realize that there's a time factor. God's in control of that time factor. And we need to realize that those blessings that have been promised over our lives, they will happen. They will come to pass. His promises are true. His promises are yes and amen. And there is a blessing for us. There's a blessing for all of God's people. But the key to experiencing them is that we don't give up. Because at just the right time, the blessing will come. And I know we all want it sooner, so do I. Sometimes, you know, we complain. Sometimes I do to God as well. I say, God, like, why isn't this happening? God, I've been doing this and this and this and this. I've been doing what you've been telling me to do, but how come these blessings are not coming yet? Because they're for an appointed time. And it's important that we don't give up, because when we give up, we can lose those blessings that were meant for us. We stop too soon. The blessing was just there, and we just stopped. And so we missed it. The Bible says, friends, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. Don't give up. Those blessings will come this morning. They're being prepared for us at just the right time. And I know we're all responding, well, I think that time is now. But God knows really the very best time for that to happen. But there is a promise here that God says the blessing will come exactly at the right time in our lives if we don't give up. So if you're here this morning and maybe you haven't experienced some of those blessings that you know that God has spoken over your life, or maybe some prophetic words were spoken over your life and you know they were true words, and yet you've been finding in your life that, man, it's really been difficult of late. You're going through a tough time, or maybe you're going through a dry spell in your life. I want to encourage you, hold on. Hold on, because there's a blessing that's on its way, and it's going to arrive at just the right time. I realize many of you have been going through some struggles. Some of them are more difficult than what others have been experiencing. But I really believe that those blessings are close at hand. And they will come forward. God promises to bless us. He will keep his promise. I was reading a scripture this week in my devotional time that kind of was a verse I didn't really want to read, but it reminded me of those expected blessings that sometimes they are delayed. And sometimes it makes you wonder, well, why are they? And Hebrews chapter 10 kind of gives you a good answer. Hebrews 10, 35, 36, he says, so don't throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. I don't like that word, patient endurance. But that's exactly sometimes what we need. We need to patiently endure what we're going through, because there is a blessing. It hasn't been wiped away. It hasn't been canceled. God is just saying, you need to be patient right now. You need to endure right now. You're going through a bit of a tough time, but I'm trying to teach you some things. And as you get through this time, there's going to be a blessing that's going to be released for you. There is a time that's been declared over your life. And when it does come, I can guarantee you, friends, you'll be saying, ah, it was well worth it. It was well worth it. See, God knows us better than we know ourselves. And so that blessing is going to come at just the right time. Now, I also realize that there some other folks in our congregation here that you've been going through a very difficult time. But there's another verse that comes to mind, and it's found in Luke chapter 6, 21, 23. And it says, God blesses you who are hungry now. Notice it says now. For you will be satisfied. God blesses you who weep now. For in due time you will laugh. What blessings await you when people hate you and exclude you and mock you and curse you as evil because you follow the Son of Man. When that happens, be happy, yes, leap for joy, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. I realize that some of you have been going through a very difficult time that maybe nobody else knows about. You haven't been sharing it. You haven't been talking with people about it. It's been very difficult. It's been very lonely. It's been very isolating for you. It's been very emotional for you. And the choice right now for you would seem that the best choice for you right now, you would think in your mind to say, I'm just going to quit. I just give up. I just give up. I can't do it anymore. But friends, the Bible says, patiently endure. A time is coming for you. At the right time, God is going to respond to the hunger. That hunger that's inside of you, that you've been wanting more of God, and yet you've been doing all these kinds of things to, expressing your hunger to God, and maybe nothing's happening. But God says it's going to. It's going to happen. He's going to respond to it. At the right time, He's going to do that. He's going to turn that mourning. Maybe you're in a time of mourning. Maybe you're a time of sorrow. Maybe you're in a time where you're weeping and you're crying and you don't know what else to do. And God says, I'm going to turn that into joy. I'm going to turn that into laughter. I'm going to turn that into dancing. And for you, when those words are spoken to you, you say, that's ridiculous. There is no way what I'm experiencing right now that I could ever see myself laughing again or being joyous again or being happy again. But God says it's going to happen. There's a time. He's going to turn that time around that those things might happen. See, a blessing is coming your way. I want to encourage you to hang in there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because at just the right time, you're going to reap a harvest of blessing. And friends, see, when you talk about a harvest, that means you're going to get more than what you planted. Just like our farmers here around our community, they put in the seed. But some of them got 60-fold. Some got 70-fold. Some have got a 100-fold return. And so when God talks about a blessing, He's not talking about one. He's talking about a multiplication. There's going to be many blessings that are going to start being outpoured into your life. A time is set for that. There is a timing of the release of your blessing. And I really believe that that timing is very, very close. Because that's why I believe God is making this word known to us today. Because I believe that God is telling us that the time of your blessing is very close at hand now. Very close. It's going to come. It's going to be better than what you expected. And it's going to come at just the right time. Because it's a promise. It's a promise from God. Then lastly for today, in regards to the right time, honor. Honor will be yours at the right time. God will see to it that you are honored for all that you have done. Maybe you've been going through a season where you've been kind of feeling like, man, I've done all these things and like, doesn't seem like God cares. Church people don't seem to care. Nobody seems to know what I've done or gone through or did. And you know, you're really starting to, you know, feel unappreciated, unloved, uncared for. And God says there's the right time that honor is going to come for you. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God because He cares about you. Again, there's another word there that we don't like in our language. Humble yourself. Sometimes we've got to do that. We just need to humble ourselves. You know, sometimes we get in our society of today that entitlement, and you're supposed to receive, you're supposed to receive, entitlement. Sometimes God just, maybe you just need to humble yourself a little bit. Just wait a little bit. But I will bless you. There's a time appointed for you where I will bless you and touch you. I will honor you. Maybe you've been going through a time where it's been very uncomfortable for you. Maybe you've been going through some disagreements. Maybe words have been expressed to you that maybe shouldn't have been expressed. Maybe you've been clashing with other people, and the result has been that things haven't really worked out so well. Maybe you're even on the bad side of the receiving end where you're being treated wrongly. People are blaming you, and even though you're the innocent party, and you're suffering the consequences instead of the guilty person. But even in those circumstances, God reminds us that time is coming. There will be a vindication and you will be honored. And all that stress and the worry that you have been experiencing in your life, God's going to turn that around. He's going to turn those sorrows and that pain into a joy and into a laughter. And I realize that there's people here today that you're saying, I don't know if that could ever happen, that I could laugh again because what you've gone through has been so hard or difficult. God's going to restore people's laughter again. It's going to happen. He's going to honor you. At the right time, he's going to intervene. And he's going to lift you up to a place of honor, a place of vindication, a place of respect, a place of recognition, a place of high regard. It's a promise. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, God says, I will honor those who honor me. It's a promise. God cares about you. God cares about the things that you've been going through. He cares about the injustices that you've gone through. And there's going to be a time where you're going to be vindicated and honored. It will require some humility, though. It will require some patient endurance. But in the end, at the right time, God is going to see that you're going to be honored. You're going to be honored. God has not forgotten you. God is seeing what is going on in your life. And at just the right time, you're going to be honored. Hang in there. Hang in there. Honor is coming. A time is already appointed where you're going to receive the honor due you. And it's going to happen at just the right time. I believe that time is very close, friends. There's a lot of things that are changing right now in the spiritual realm. There's a lot of things happening in the spiritual realm right now around the world. And I really believe that we're at an appointed time, a Kairos time. A time of honor is coming for you. And it's going to happen. It's going to take place. So friends, this morning, I hope you realize that a time is appointed for each one of us to receive from God. It's going to happen at the right time, a time chosen by God. Just as the birth of Jesus Christ happened on that very first Christmas, and where God said it happened at the right time, there's a time set aside for you and I to experience the promises and blessings of God that have been spoken over our lives. They will happen. And I believe we're approaching that right time. From the blessing of salvation that has happened in our own lives, so it's going to happen in our loved ones' lives as well. God's still in control, friends. He really is. And he's going to work it out that every individual is going to be given the opportunity for salvation. The promised blessings that have been spoken over your life will come to pass. And they'll be like bringing in the harvest. You're going to get way more than what you put in. It's going to be multiplied. It's going to be multiplied, friends. And it's going to come at the right time. You want a little bit now, or do you want it multiplied? God's got something big for you. He's not going to give you just a little bit. He's going to multiply it to you. And even in regards to honor, at the right time, it's going to happen. Because God's in charge of honor. He will not forget what you've done for him. God does not forget your work. He does not allow things to go unnoticed with him. He notices all things. And he will honor you because you have chosen to honor him. And I really sense to tell you this morning as we close here that your time is close at hand. What you've been praying for, what you've been longing for is going to happen. Yes, there has been a time issue. We have a scripture that's in the back that talks about tarrying. But the Lord says that as you come to the end of that, it's going to surely happen. It's not going to tarry any longer. It's not going to wait any longer. I really believe we're at that place. So get ready for that declaration that you're entering into a now time for you. that it is a right time for you to experience the blessings and the promises of God. The alignment of time has been lined up for you to experience your blessing and to experience your breakthrough. God is going to come through for you. He really is. It really comes back down to us again, where can we trust Him for that? Can we trust God for His timing? God does have it in control. He's not forgotten you or I, but there's a special time that's appointed. Can we rest in that? Can we trust Him for that? Beautiful verse of Scripture found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." King James Version says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." Trust Him. Your time is coming. It's very close at hand now. And I believe that's why God told me to talk about time today, so that you would realize that it's very close now. You've been laboring. You've been going through so much. You've been going through some difficulty. You've been going through some hardships. But I believe God wants us to know today that His time is close at hand. Get ready for that time. Get ready for that intervention by God. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Father God, I thank You for Your people here this morning. I thank You that, Lord, we all struggle with this time issue from time to time. God, we want things a whole lot quicker than what they're happening. And sometimes, God, because of that, we sometimes get mad at You. Lord, we sometimes come before You, instead of praise, we come before You with accusation and say, "Why, God? How come, God? Why aren't You doing this? Why aren't You doing that?" And Lord, we fail to realize that there's a time. There's a special time that's appointed. In His time, He will make all things beautiful. In His time. In His time. God's not on our time schedule. We need to learn to get on His. But I do believe that the Lord is saying to all of us here this morning that that time is very close at hand. It's like it's at 5 to 12. And it's going to happen at 12. It's very close. So Lord, I pray that there'd be that release of those promised blessings, of those promised things over our lives, that, Lord, those things would happen. God, that we would see the salvation of our loved ones. Lord, that we would see those blessings that have been spoken over our lives, and those blessings that we know that, Lord, you spoke into our hearts, God, that they're going to come to pass. And that, Lord, that honor that maybe, Lord, we've missed it. Maybe others didn't see it. Maybe others didn't recognize it. But God, You did. You see everything that goes on. Nothing will be missed with You. And You're going to honor us for it, Lord. I thank You that, Lord, there's going to be honor given in this church to people. That, Lord, there are people here today that, Lord, they're entering into a time where things are going to change. There's going to be a shift. And they're going to start seeing favor. They're going to start seeing blessing come their way. They're going to start seeing some of those changes that have been longings in their heart. They're going to start seeing them come to pass. Lord, You're going to take some of that weeping and that sorrow and that pain. And God, You're going to take that away from us. And You're going to give us a joy. You're going to give us a happiness. That, Lord, You're even going to cause us to begin to laugh. Where we kind of thought that, Lord, that would be impossible anymore. But Lord, that's how much You're going to change things for us. There's a time. It's going to happen. It's going to take place. I pray that, Lord, that You would encourage people here this morning. I pray that, Lord, in their hearts here this morning, that, Lord, that You would witness with their spirit this morning. That, Lord, it won't be a message that's coming from the minister, but, Lord, a message that's coming from You yourself. That they'll have a witness in their spirit today about something that, Lord, has been going on in their life where, God, You're saying to them, "You're approaching the right time. It's going to turn around for You. Things are going to change for You. Honor is going to come your way. Favor is going to come your way. Blessing is going to come your way. So, Lord, I just want to release that word to your people here today. I pray that, Lord Jesus, that you will indeed, Lord, let that right time come. I believe we're at the door, God. I really do. I believe that's why you're telling me to speak about this, because we've arrived at the door. So open wide, Lord, those heavenly gates. Open wide that door and allow those blessings, allow those things, Lord, to come upon your people today. And may they experience those miracles. May they experience transformations and joys and things that they thought impossible, that, Lord, you'll turn them totally around for your honor and your glory. I speak blessing over your people today. I speak favor over your people today. I speak that this is the time for God to do great things in your life. This is a time where God is going to intervene and change things around and turn things around in your life. It's time. God's time is on us right now. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. I speak that over this congregation. I bless them today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So bless you this morning. It's God's time. It's God's time, friend. It's God's time. Now, as we close here this morning, we're not going to have our normal prayer that we have at the end, because we do need to stack all these chairs up. So please don't try stacking them while the person is still on the chair. Do allow them to get up, and if they have to go, that they're free to go.